This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 16 minutes. We reacquired Apollo 11 about 25 minutes ago at 129.51. At that time, Mike Collins reported that all three crewmen were in the command module. The transfer occurring while the spacecraft were on the backside of the moon. They had closed out the LEM early and had transferred to the secondary coolant loop. A decision was made in mission control. Because the secondary loop was on, the primary loop disabled in the closeout process. We did not want to have the LEM docked to the CSM for an undue length of time because the primary guidance system is not cooled. The decision was initially made to jettison the LEM at 130 hours, 30 minutes. However, the crew continued ahead of schedule. They were ready to jettison ahead of that time. And Collins reported at 1:30:10, about 17 minutes ago, that they were had jettisoned the LEM. And he said it had departed at several feet per second. And we heard a comment from Buzz Aldrin that he noticed some cracks in the thermal covering around the LEM tunnel docking area. However, he said it did not appear to be a structural crack, but merely some cracks in the thermal covering. We're currently scheduled to perform the small reaction control system maneuver with the command and service module for separation from the LEM at 130 hours, 30 minutes, or about 12 minutes from now. We'll pick up this pass as it began on tape, and when we've caught up, we'll continue to follow the activities live.